Our meditation today is in Psalm 100. Would you please turn there with me in your Bibles? In the superscription here, we have that this is a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, O you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I grew up, as many of you know, and as many of you did, in a hymn-singing church. And I've been, a member of, previous to this, three different Presbyterian denominations. I have been part of and in worship with a number of different congregations of different theological styles. And these congregations that are hymn singing seldom have much of any psalms that they sing. In many of their hymn books, though not all by any means, you will sometimes find a psalm, some setting for Psalm 23. If they have as many as two psalms, then the second one almost always is Psalm 100. There are a lot of people with a Presbyterian background anyway, and perhaps even Anglican, who will be somewhat familiar with the setting that is traditionally in our psalm books. And Psalm 100 is one that a lot of people memorize along with the 23rd. Why this is exactly, I'm not sure, because all the psalms are good. All of them speak of Christ. This is the one we come to in order at this time, though, and it is one that's popular among even those, relatively so, among those who are hymn singers. In the first couple of verses here, let's see the first three. We have a celebration of the fact that God, that Jehovah is the God of all the earth, and that all nations should be praising him. Implicit in here is the promise that all nations shall be praising him. How do we know this, that they shall? Where else do we see this in the Word of God? Well, among other places, and I will name just this one, we have our Lord Jesus telling us to pray so. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Why would he tell us to pray for something if it's not going to come to pass? All nations shall praise him. Or as we sometimes sing from Psalm 86, all nations thou madest shall come to thee, Lord, and bowing thy name they shall praise. So here is the call then for all nations. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people, his people, and the sheep of his pasture. The great shepherd of the sheep is the one who has brought these folks, who brings the nations to himself. He feeds, he cares for them. And here's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who called himself in John's Gospel, chapter 10, the great shepherd, who called himself the door to the sheep. He is the one who shepherds his people, who gently cares for them, who gives them all that they need to grow and thrive in Jesus Christ. Well, what's to be the consequence of this? Thanksgiving. For after all, the Holy Spirit led the psalmist to say that this is a psalm of thanksgiving. So, enter into his gates, nations. Enter into his gates, peoples. Enter into his gates, believers, with thanksgiving. Not with a spirit of heaviness. Not with a spirit of sorrow. Not with a spirit of, boredom. Come into his gates with thanksgiving. See his grace. See his kindness, his love, his mercy, his goodness found in Jesus Christ. Come into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name because, here's the reason why, the Lord is good. Oh, how we so often mentally slander him. In fact, not merely mentally, but in our hearts. We think that perhaps his goodness is a grudging thing. We think that it is something that has to be somehow pulled and dragged out of him. No, it's not that way at all. As we shall be seeing in the sermon, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is pleased with the work of redemption. He is pleased to receive sinners to himself. He is pleased with you in Jesus Christ, saints. And so be thankful in him and bless his name, because that mercy is not something fleeting. It's not something intermittent. It is not something that's going to be blown off or forgotten about. It's everlasting. And his truth, that which guarantees it, endures forever in and through the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.